Okay, today's daf Mem Beis, and we're Mem Aleph and Beis, four lines on the bottom. Today's share is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Dathkel, Lila Nishmas, Shalom Ben Tzvi. Shalosh Lekuchos, two dots. Shalosh Lekuchos Mitzdarfen. Three Lekuchos can be Mitzdarif. For example, let's say Shimon has the field for a year, Levi has the field for a year, and Yehuda has the field for a year. Shimon sells it to Levi. Levi sells it to Yehuda. Each of them are living on it for a year. Reuven waits 3 years. It's my field. It's my field. You know why I didn't say anything? Because none of you were here for more than a year. Why should I bother? You know what? The Rashbam points out, Reuven is going to lose. Why? Because, that's exactly what the Gemara says. Shal shakuchos mitzdarfim. I'm a Rav. Rav says, but v'kulam b'shtar. Only if they have a shtar. In other words, only if there was a shtar that said that Reuven sold, that Shimon sold the field to Levi, and that Levi sold it to Yehuda. Then Reuven can't sit back on his couch and say, well, I didn't say anything because only you were here less than a year. Reuven can't say that. You knew, we were assuming, that whenever there's a shtar on a sale of land, there's a kol. So Reuven should have been scratching, what's going on here? Shimon's son, this field to... It's my field. He should have right away gotten up and run to Beis Din. He sat for 3 years while all this is going on. They're selling it to each other. He loses. His taina... Well, I didn't say anything because you only here less than a year. That would be a good taina if there was no shtar. Once you have a shtar, right, how can he say that? What are they doing? They're acting like owners. They're selling it to each other. You should have been on bull. You weren't on the bull, Reuven, you lose the field. Okay? So what do you see from here? You see from here that the shtar is the kicker. Right? The whole thing hinges on the fact that there's a shtar. So, Shlosh Lekuchos Mitzdarfen, Amar Rav, V'kulam B'shtar. Lememra, so now the Gemara says, you mean to say that the Savar Rav holds, or this is Rav's din. Shtar, it's Leikala. A shtar people know about. But the Edim, less Leikala, Edim, people wouldn't know about. In other words, the only reason why Reuven lost his field was because there was a shtar. What if there was no shtar? What if there was Edim? Shimon tells it to Levi in front of Edim. Levi tells it in front of Edim. Mestama. Reuven would have a good taina still. What would Reuven's taina be? I didn't say anything because we were here less than a year. All of you only here a year. You were afraid to be a machzik. You were afraid. You know the halacha. You were afraid. So you keep flipping it to each other. I'm not to say boo to that. So, what if they were Edom? Wouldn't change a thing. Reuven would still win. The only reason Reuven loses is because there's a shtar. So what are you telling me? That an Edom, shtar has a kol, people hear about it. An Edom not? The Amar Rav, Rav himself said, Hamocher sadeh be'edim, if you sell a field with Edom, okay? In other words, I sell you a field. No shtar, but there's Edom. Gova bin achasim mishubatim. Then what happens? I sell you a field. Right? You buy the field. No shtar. But there's Edom. Then, I didn't tell you this. But I owed money to Reuven. Reuven comes and takes your field away. Right? Reuven comes and takes your field away. It's really, it's the field I sold you. You turn around and now we'll take something back from me. Why? Because it's considered to have a guarantee. There's no Edom. There's no shtar. No shtar, right? It's only with Edom. What do you see? Even Edom have a call. So the Gemara says, no, Hasam over there is because Lekuchos inhu afsidu anafshaihu. The Lekuchos. Lekuchos is you, the purchaser. You harmed yourself. Why'd you harm yourself? Because you should have known that I am that I owe money to other people. So your obligation before you buy land to check, oh yeah, well, who am I buying from? I'm buying from this guy. What's his story? Does he owe money to people? Am I going to lose his land? Since that's the case, I think this is the pshat. This is a hard pshat. Right. So you have an obligation to check out and decide and be sure whether or not you have a potential chance to lose this land. Right? Is that how the article translates it? Exactly. Therefore,
that's why? Well, because in other words, it's my problem. In other words, I should have looked into whether you
gain. So then, why do you gain? Why do you gain by looking into it? Why do you gain by not looking into it? You should have looked into it. You should have. I never should have learned from this guy. This guy owes so many people money. He's not that wealthy. There's no chance that I'm going to be able to save this land, right? He didn't do any of that. He bought it anyway. Now, turns out, all my creditors come, take the land away from you. Now you turn around and mechasim mishavadim. Why? Look at the top line of the Rashbam. Yishadu zizayu bichdi. I don't know what those words mean. Shehaya lehem lachkor yafe. Should have checked that very well. In machar shum karka ba'achrayas. If I sold any below asu, and you didn't do that, lefikach hefsidu. Therefore, he loses out. But what exactly? I went over this so many times. Then the Rashbam says, "Avol gabe shalosh lekuchos." But by the three lekuchos, by the three purchasers, Shimon Levi Yehuda, ein lahasid hamarer. Why does the ma'arer lose out? Why? The kiv on the lack of star b'mechiras halalu. There's no star. V'lo yatsa hakol. There's no kol. Memegla lo hayel alachka. What should he check out? What does he have a duty to check out? The meimar amar lefishi yirei on the hafzik b'karka shali lo achul kol echad shaloshanim. Yeah, because you're all afraid of the halacha. You're all afraid to stay here for 3 years. Therefore, you ran away after 1 year. Why should I check out? Right? My only question is, I hear the distinction. But why are we basically we're rewarding a purchaser for his own negligence? He should have checked out to make sure that the person he's purchasing from, right, he didn't do it. Therefore, we're going to reward him and we're going to let him be govern chasam mishavadim. Why? That's my only kasha.
No, so therefore, the buyer is messed up.
No, he's not.
Yeah, because we're saying that even if he doesn't.
Oh, right. The lekuchos is not you, it's the other people.
Therefore,
they'll take the land away from you. Why? Because they were Edom.
In other words,
that's okay, that's the pshat. That's the pshat. The lekuchos is the other people. So I sell a field to you. There's no shtar. There's Edom.
Yeah, but somebody else can take it away from you.
Exactly. Why? Because they were Edom. Edom is no kol. Yeah, there's no kol regarding chazakah. But there's a kol. You should have been more careful. What are you doing? Buying land that you know the guy owes money up to the wazoo? He's not going to keep it. So therefore, you're not being rewarded; you're being punished, which makes sense. So therefore, in such a case, the other people will have to take the land away from you. Over here, why don't we say the same thing? But what's the man supposed to check out? What's his obligation?
See, like when it comes to land, there's always a shyness of this type of situation.
Right.
Going on.
Right.
Say that. So if there's already a shyer, then that's something.
Right. Right. Now, umiyam Rav Hachi. Did Rav really say this halacha? For it's non. But we have a Mishnah that says, Hamalva es chaveiro b'shtar. If somebody lends money to his friend with a shtar, I'll lend you $100, Simcha. Go vim nechasim b'shubadim. Then I come back and I say, no, where's the $100? I say, I don't have it. So I'll take your land away. That's mutter. Al yedei edim. What if there is no shtar? But there's two edim. Then go vim nechasim b'nechorin. I can't take your land. I can only take your stereo. You don't have a stereo? You don't have anything? I'm stuck. What can I do? Right? So what do you see? Rav himself made a distinction with Edom. That's right. What's going on here? There's a Mishnah here that says that if there's Edom, there is no kol. That's what we assume. We assume that they go hand in hand. The reason why I'm allowed to take land is because it's on notice. Right? V'chi tema. Anyone to tell me? Rav tanahu palig. Rav could argue on that Mishnah. Right? So Gemara says that can't be true. Rav and Shmuel both say, Milva al peh, an oral loan, not written down in a shtar, even if it's Edom, ain't a goveh, the lender cannot collect, lo min ha-yarshim, he can't collect from the yarshim, They have no obligation to pay their father's debts. V'lo min ha-lekuchos. You can't collect from lekuchos. So what's going? So how do we reconcile this? This Mishnah seems to go against Rav. We don't want to say Rav is the argument on that Mishnah. We don't want to say that. Not only that, Rav agreed with that Mishnah. So Rav himself is a whole stira. So the Gemara answers, the obvious answer. Milva azvini karamis. You're comparing loans to sales. When it comes to a loan, nobody wants to publicize that. They don't want to publicize that. Why? Because they don't want anyone to know they need the money. Oh, shtar is a cult. Yeah, no one borrows money with a shtar. They don't want to do that. You know why? Because if people know that this guy doesn't have any money, everything becomes more expensive for that guy. He's got to pay, he doesn't have any money. Nobody wants to do that. They try to make it as quiet as possible. Right? Milva adzvini karamis. Milva, when a guy borrows money, ki ka yazif, bitzina ka yazif. When does he borrow money? He borrows money in private. Bitzina. Why? Ki hichi dilo lis lizun nechasele. So things shouldn't become expensive for him. What does that mean? Rashbam says, look at the Rashbam of Yosef Inish Bitzina. It's like a little bit of the way down. It's the right parallel where it says the Mishnah, where the Mishnah begins. You see it? Yosef Inish Bitzina. Umavakesh, that he very much wants, shlolafarat him a dover. Not to publicize it. He doesn't want anyone to know he's borrowing money. Why? Kadesh im yavo limcha karka, if he comes to buy land, lo yavino olam shu dachuk lefromos. People won't know that he's hard up. Vilo yichu menu biyoker. They won't charge him crazy prices. Hilkach, my havaluhulu lekuchos lemevin. What are the kuchos supposed to do? They don't even know about it. Nobody knows about it. Try to hush it up as much as possible. Zvini, back in the Gemara. Zvini, when it comes to a sale, man to zavin arbe farhesia zavin. Try to make it as public as possible. As public as possible, a sale. Can't delay, but let color. You want a call going out as much as possible. Put people on notice, right?
Even though there's no shtar.
What? No, that's why they make a shtar.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they always try to make. They always try. And by the way, the Rashbam points out that we had said that if you have a shtar and it doesn't say that it's achrayis, it's automatically achrayis. Because we say it's a mistake. The sofer made a mistake. So what do you see? Of course you want to make it as public as possible. Publicize it as much as possible. Okay? Fine. Now that we said that, Tana Rabbanan, Achla Ha'av Shana, let's say the father comes to squat on the land for a year. Father sat there for his right land, father comes sits there for a year. Then the father dies. So Vaben Shtayim, son's there for 2 years. Or, the other way around, Ha'av Shtayim Vaben Shana. The father was there for 2 years, son's there for a year. Or, Ha'av Shana, the father's there for a year, Vaben Shana, and the son's there for a year, Falokeach Shana. The son sells it to somebody for a year. You hear this? Harei Zeh Chazaka. This is a good Chazaka. Why? Because Reuven, who's sitting there watching this go on, can't sit back and say, well, the father's only there for a year, there's no Chazaka. The son's only there for a year. Everybody knows that when his father dies, it's on the Arshans. So if you think this is your land, don't sit back and let watch the time fly. Get up and do something. Make a macha. You didn't make a macha because you said, the father and the son. No, father and son flow. Now, the son sold it to someone else. Again, the Rashbam points out, there had to be a shtar for that sale. Again, to put Reuven on notice. Otherwise, he sees Yehuda in the field, then the next day he sees Yisachar. They're not related to each other. I heard there's a shtar that Yehuda told to Yisachar. That's already a big deal. So, again, it has to be a shtar. So Reuven's going to sit back and, father was there, the son, now I saw there was a shtar. He's going to lose the land, right? So what do you see? Lememra, you mean to tell me, delokeach isle kala? That the lokeach, the purchaser, has a kol, which is what we've been saying all along, right? Viramini, but listen to the following case. Listen to this. Now, we're not talking about a father who's a squatter. We're not talking about that. Now we're talking about the other case. You're in the father's land. Achla b'fneha of Shana. Right? You ate in front of the father for a year. Then the father died. B'fneha ben shtayim. And he sat there in that land for 2 more years while the son Yarish is watching this go by. Or the other way around. B'fneha of shtayim. In front of the father for 2 years. Or b'fneha ben shana. And in front of the son for a year.
Somebody else, you mean?
What?
It's not the father's son. Somebody else was in the land.
Someone else was in the land. After 2 years of being in the land, the owner of the land died. And his son, Yarshin, and his son's watching, year number three, that Reuben's sitting there. Right?
Yeah. And
again, same assumption. You have an obligation to know that. There's a whole discussion here. If we're talking about Gedolim or Ketanim, it's hard to imagine a 6-year-old kid is supposed to know what's going on. We're talking about the Gedolim, they're taking over their father's estate, so they see what's going on. This guy's been sitting here for 2 years. What's going on with this guy? Now the father died, you Yarshin, he's still there, you don't say a word? Right? Or, Bifnei of Shana, the father was there for 1 year, Bifnei Ben Shana, the son was there for year number two, Bifnei Lokeach Shana, And then the son sold the, listen to this, the son sold the land to Shimon, and now Reuven, who's been living there for 3 years, will get the land.
Nobody protested.
Says the Gemara, Harezu Chazaka, it's a Chazaka. So Mr. Smith owns the land for a year. Mr. Smith dies after year one, his son's there for year two. After year two, Mr. Smith's son sells it to Reuven. Right? And Reuven owns it for a year. Now Shimon's living there for 3 years, knocks on Reuven's door after year three. By the way, I'm the owner now. Why are you the owner now? He's there for 3 years, no one said a word.
Only 3 years, three different people.
Not only that, you hear the Gemara's Kasha Simcha? V'isol kedaitach, lokeach isle kala. Wait a minute. The son is the rightful owner? Son's the rightful owner of this land? Isn't he allowed to sell to whoever he wants? Isn't he allowed to sell to Reuven? If you're telling me that shtaros have a kol, how on earth can this Reuven claim it's my land? How can he claim that? The rightful owner sold it to someone else. Ain l'cha g'macha gadol l'mizu. There's no greater macha.
And also,
you hear Simcha? There's no greater macha. What?
And he sold it. The son sold it to someone else.
Yeah.
He got money for that.
Yes, so therefore.
So the guy paid money for nothing. 100%
he paid money for nothing. Well, that's the whole premise of his whole... Yeah. The point is, how can Reuven say, I've been living it 3 years without any protest? How can he say that? The fact that the owner of the land, the son, sells the land to someone else, there's no greater protest. There's no greater protest. Not only that, the kicker is, we've been saying all along since we started this das, that what? That the owner, that a sale has a shkol. So Reuven said, oh no, he sold it to Shimon. Now I'm done for. Right? What do we say? No, he gets a chazaka. How could that be? How could that be? So the Gemara's answer is going to be, you're right. In a normal case, all this would be true. If the son would sell the field to someone else, it would absolutely be a chazaka. It would absolutely break the chazaka. Why? Because there's no greater macha than that. Of course I'm the owner of this land. I have the right to sell it to someone else. You're sitting here for 3 years? It's not my problem. The problem is, Amar of Papa, Kitanya hi. The case over here was Kitanya hi mocher sedosav stam. You know what happened? The son sold every piece of land he owned. This is the Rashbam explains it. He sold all this different land. So therefore, nobody. There was a kol. Nobody knew that this piece of land was sold. Also, it was like followed up in the whole big sale. So the squatter was able to taina. There wasn't really a macha. I didn't know about this. He sold so much stuff. It wasn't specified. It wasn't clear. The whole thing was such a muddle. And then, yes, that's a valid point. That's a valid point. You should have been more clear. Then he'll get the land. But in a normal case, selling the land, there's no greater macha than that. Here it's different because a technicality. Technicality is he sold too much at one shot. Nobody was put on notice of anything. Okay. Yeah. Okay. He said, this is what Papa says. I'm looking at the last Rashbam before the Mishnah. Really, okay, of course it's a kol. V'hacha amaylo chashvi macha l'kichas l'keach min haben. Why isn't there a macha that the ben sold the land to someone else? Mishom the macha lo haben kol sedos of stam. He sold everything. Osin chayu shel avozov. Whatever belonged to the father, he sold it all. V'toein halokeach. And the lokeach says, shegam zeh hasad the kanisi. I also bought this piece of land, the one that he's been squatting on. Bichlal hakarkos kulan. Among all the land. Maybe he didn't sell that one. But if he sold only that one, the machzik is loses. No greater macha than that. Right? So that's what Rashbam says. Since he sold so many, the machzik is able to taina, I was not put on notice. Okay? Next Mishnah. Now that we've said that we've been talking about people have chazaka, now we're going to talk about different people that can have an item, metaltel or karka, and will not have a chazaka that it's theirs. Who's that? Ha'omnin, a craftsman, shoemaker. The shoes in the shoemaker sort of don't belong to him. Everybody knows that. They're in his possession. Everybody knows that. They're not his. Right? Everybody knows that. Shutfin, partners. Everybody knows we half own it. Right? Ha'arisin, and Aris, sharecropper. Apotropin, Apotropis. He's a guardian, an administrator of an estate.
Didn't you have before that sometimes the guy has to do a machlah,
3 years in order to prevent it from becoming his? Yeah, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to it in more detail later in the week. None of these people have chazaka. Lo le'ish chazaka b'nichsei ishto. A husband doesn't have chazaka in his wife's estate. Why? Because it's very natural that the husband is going to be busy with his wife's estate. It's her family stuff. It's going to go back to her family after the marriage is over. That's fine. But right now, no one's going to think in a million years it's really his. Well, what's he doing there? Of course it's the husband. And vice versa. Lo le'isha b'chazaka b'nichsei baila. Right? Same thing. She's busy with his estate. Nobody thinks it's hers. V'lo la'av b'nichsei ha'ben, not a father at a son's estate. V'lo ha'ben b'nichsei ha'av, not a son in a father's estate. V'edev ha'memurim, all that's true. B'machzik, in all these cases where it's not really yours, you're machzik it. Aval b'notzei matana, or let's say, what if I give you a matana? Or achet shechalku, or brothers divided Yerusha, or ha'machzik b'nichsei ha'ger, or you seize the property of a ger. Ger has no yarshim, so if he didn't marry. So when he dies, that is pure hefker. So you run to chapit. Now how do you have to sit there for 3 years? In a ger's estate for 3 years to get it? No. Nal, you lock the door. V'gadar, you make some kind of fence. Uparat, kalshu, you make some kind of indication of ownership. Some kind of work on the land that demonstrates ownership. Harezu chazaka. You right away have a chazaka. Those types of, a guy gives you a present. He gave me a present. He bought me a house as a present. I have to sit there for 3 years? Otherwise, it's not really mine. No, of course not. Once you do one act of ownership, it becomes yours right away. When do we say the 3 years apply? When it's not when it's not one of those cases. Okay. Now there was a girsa problem in the Mishnah. Not everyone read shutfin, and not everyone read umnin. So now that's why we're going to have a whole daf here until the bottom of the page. Are discussing exactly who's included in this Mishnah. So Avua de Shmuel v'Levi Tanu Shutaf Ein Lo Chazaka. They read, their version of the Mishnah said that a Shutaf, partners, have no Chazaka. For Kol Shekein Uman, for sure an Uman has no Chazaka. I don't need you to tell me to write in a waste time in a Mishnah that a shoemaker doesn't have a Chazaka. That's obvious. Shmuel Tani Uman Ein Lo Chazaka. An Uman has no Chazaka. Avo shutav yesh lo chazaka. A shutav does have a chazaka. Me and you are partners in a field. And I one day, after 5 years go by, we're partners. You're in China somewhere. And I said, it's my field. What do you mean? Everyone knows it's partners. How can you claim it's your field? You're a partner with Simcha. Shmuel says yes. Why? You'll see in a minute. Vaza Shmuel taimei. Shmuel's consistent. Amar Shmuel. Shutvin machzikin zel zeh. A shutav can get chazaka one over the other. They can testify one to the other.
Okay.
That's tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf is going to be, how can they testify one or the other? Aren't you in a gab edus? Don't I have a stake in saying who owns this land? Right? That's going to be tomorrow's daf. But they could do it. Chazaka, Me'idin Zelzeh, Nasan Shomer Sachar Zelzeh, they become Shomer Sachars for each other. We'll talk about that tomorrow also. Now, so what do you see? Shmuel holds for some reason that a Shutuf can have a Chazaka. Why? Why could that? Why? Isn't it obvious? It's like a husband and a wife. I mean, a father and a son. How could you get a chazaka? So Shmuel will explain in a minute. Now, Rabbi Le Rav Abba Bar Rav Yehuda, b'ma'arta debe Rav Zakai, Rav Abba said to Rav Yehuda in the cave of Rav Zakai, mi yomar Shmuel shodav yishol chazaka? Did Shmuel really say that? That a shodav has a chazaka? Vamar Shmuel shodav kiyorish, kiyor b'rshus dummy. A shodav is like an aris. He has b'rshus to be there. Not chazaka. You're like a worker. You have b'rshus to be there. Lav lememra, didn't he mean to say the shudav ain't lo chazaka? Shudav doesn't have a chazaka. What kind of chazaka is that? You have a right to be there. You're a shudav. You own it. You're half owner. You can't have a chazaka. So the Gemara says, so Shmuel is a stira. So the Gemara says, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha denachas lakula, ha denachas lapalka. It depends. Did we take this field and divide it 50-50? You have that half and you have that half. Or we have a field together, and we switch off years. One year, Menachem, you. The next year, you have it. The third year, you have it. The fourth year, you have it. Is that how we did it? And so then Shmuel, in one of those situations, Shmuel will hold the Aris has Chazaka, and in another situation, he'll hold he doesn't have Chazaka. Which one? Which one did he hold? You have a Chazaka, and which one not? So the Gemara says, Amrile Lahai Gisa for Amrile Lahai Gisa. Both. Some say this one, some say that one. Let's think it out. Let's say we hold that you own half and I own half. What am I doing in your half? What am I doing in your half? Everybody knows we only have half. Right? Let's look at the Rashbam. It's the Rashbam of Amrile Lahai Gisa. See it? Yesh metartzim, the Inyan zeh, ha da amai Shmuel shutav yesh lo chazaka denachis lekula. When does Shmuel say that a shutav gets a chazaka? When the field is not split in half. We both own the whole field. What do? We switch off time. Diminag shutfin lito b'shutfis peres kol shana v'shana. Right? Each year take all the fruits. O zeh yatel chatzi akarka v'zeh chatzi akarka. Okay? In other words, we make a cheshen at the end of the year. What am I doing in this field for 3 years? Don't we have a partnership where each year we switch off? Vadai machalo es chelko. It must be you sold your half to me. What am I doing that for 3 years?
We sold it, just rent it.
So we don't assume that.
Because
we have a partnership. So year one, it's mine. Year two, it's yours. Year three, it's there. Now people look, and I've been there for 3 years. Where's he? He's out in the picture. Must be. He sold me his head. I have a chazaka. The havelei chazaka. The hada amar Shmuel ain lo chazaka. When did Shmuel say there is no chazaka? When did he say that? Dinach is lapalga. Let me split it in half. Why? She can dare chashut from lechazeh palga v'idich lechavir palga shalashanam arba. Right? V'yachar kach ochel lemafer b'inyadeh arba shanam acheros. What is it? Let's read that again. Further, Mashal, ain't no chazaka. When did he say there's no chazaka? Dinachas lapalga. Shekin derech shutfin leechol zeh palga. The idach chavre palga. Shaloshanim o'arba. Right, in other words, we split in half. It would not be strange if I was in your half. That's how they're explaining it. And then the next year, you would get my half back. Even 4 years go by, it wouldn't be strange. Right. So there's no chazaka. Now let's learn the other. Some say the other way around. What does that mean? Hecha denachas lekula lo have a chazaka. When I'm in the whole field, that's not a chazaka. Why? Shekein hu minach hashutfin. That's a normal thing. Leechol sade shalosh anim. That I'll be there for 3 years. Hilkach lo matzi torn lokeach chalkach abiyadi. The other one can't say, what are you doing on my property? Right. Hecha denachas lepalga. But when we split the field in half, have a chazaka. That is a chazaka. Why? The svarahu the chelko. Because it must be that it's split. The im isya the nichol elahanes michalko shmuchol shana the lo hamtin shalosh shana mo arba shana achar chaveru kiminach hashutfin lo hayol levar chelke echal levado aliyas the peshut v'ti chelko aperos. Right. You have to think out. So, in other words, what's the normal situation? The normal situation could be that I never get more than half, or I get half. So if I never do, then it's a chazaka that way. If I get the whole thing, it's a chazaka that way. So in other words, what's the normal situation? So therefore, Shmuel made a statement that a shutut has a chazaka. He then made a statement that a shutut does not have a chazaka. How do you reconcile them? Well, it depends on what kind of field it is. Is it a field where we split in half or not? How does that work? How does that play out? It plays out both ways. It depends on what the custom is. Just do Ravina Amar? No, you don't even have to say all that. Havaha dinachas lekula. Really, we could say this with the whole thing in here. Below kasha, not a kasha. Ha de ispadin lechaluka. Ha de lespadin chaluka. The question is, what kind of field is it? Is it a big enough field that it could be split in half? If it's a big enough, which Rashi says, 8 amos. If it's an 8 ama field, so you get 4, I get 4. Then the fact that I'm in your half, I'll get a chazaka. What am I doing in your half? I'm in your half. It's a chazaka. But if it's a field that can't be split in half, then of course we're going to split it in some other way. Maybe you'll have it for 5 years, you'll have it for 5 years. The fact that I'm on your land proves nothing. Such a tiny thing, we couldn't split it anyway. Doesn't prove anything. Now, Gufa, we just said before, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Shutuf ki yorid b'rishus dami. That a shutuf is like someone who's allowed to be there with permission. My kamashmo, what does that mean? Shutuf is ein lo chazaka? That a shutuf doesn't have a chazaka? So why didn't Shmuel just say, shutuf ein lo chazaka? Why is it in such a backhanded way? A shutuf is allowed to be there. So say, shutuf has no chazaka. So the Amar of Nachman, Rabbi Ravua, tell you a new halacha. Lo omer to tell you a halacha. Shenotal b'shevach hamagia l'ksafayim b'sadeh. You're allowed to, a shutuf is allowed to take the shevach, the produce that reaches his shoulders, meaning what he could pile on top of his shoulders. For a field that's not made to plant, as if it is. In other words, the halach is as follows. Let's say I'm an oris, and this is an orange orchard. And I go ahead and I plant some apples. I'm not entitled to those apples. Why? Because it's not an apple field. I was hired to work on the oranges. I go ahead and put something up, do something else, not from the field, I'm not entitled. But if I'm an owner, I'm allowed to do that. If I'm a partner, I can do whatever I want. So we share an orange orchard together. And I go ahead in the corner, I put an apple tree. I'm not allowed to take those apples? Of course I am. That's why he said it like that. To let you know that he's a reshut to take those fruit. An oris couldn't. Yeah, he's not an oris, he's a shutta. Okay? Okay, we'll stop here and we will resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day and a good Yom Tov.